Hello, and thank you for listening. We'd like to invite you to participate in the choice. In a few seconds, I'll count down from five, and when I get to one, you can say yes or no. You can say it out loud or whisper it into the mic of your phone. Five, four, three, two, one. Thank you. Please wait.
So did you say yes or no? Or nothing? How do you choose without a context? It just seems so random. But in a way, we make choices like that all the time. What to wear, what to eat, what to buy, what to believe, what to have faith in. This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And this episode solicits a random choice that may not be random, or even a choice at all.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to The Choice.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing up this early?
Just getting eggs and stuff. I'm starving.
You bought a newspaper?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I'm cutting down on my screen time.
I was just asking.
Meg, I feel like we're always...
Morning.
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 Hey. Cute.
Ooh, coffee.
Hey, I'm gonna make eggs. You guys want eggs?
Sure, I'll have some.
Yeah, me too.
I'm starving.
Why are you so hungry?
I'm doing that intermittent fasting thing where you can't eat after 6 p.m.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not that bad.
Oh, hey, Ferris, you know, my friend Kelsey is looking to get set up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember Kelsey from New Year's?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the matter with you? Can you just please meet her for coffee?
Are we all getting calls?
Is it a flood warning?
Hello, and thank you for listening. We'd like to invite you to participate in the choice.
Is this like a robocall?
In a few seconds, I'll count down from five. And when I get to one, you can say yes or no.
Weird.
You can say it out loud or whisper it into the mic of your phone.
Wait, is it like a survey or like an experiment?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Yes!
No? Thank you. Please wait.
Lucas?
What?
Why would you say yes?
I don't know. I want to see where this thing goes.
Why?
Why not?
Should I have said yes? Oh, I want to find out what this is now.
See, I don't get that. Why don't we just ignore it? I mean, it's clearly some crazy person or some hacker or like a prank.
Ferris, how could it possibly matter what we say?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I bet it's some, like, psychology grad students doing some mass survey for... What is that? Is it getting brighter outside?
Is something happening?
Oh, my God!
What's going on?
It's an earthquake.
No,
get in the door frame.
No, Lucas,
Meg,
I don't
get
think
in
it's
the door frame!
What the hell?
Guys, something is above the house!
Wait, it's above what? The house?
What?
Wait, oh my God!
What is happening?
What
is that?
Lucas, get away from that!
Lucas!
No! Lucas!
Thank you for making the choice.
Oh my God.
What was...
Oh my God.
Lucas?
Meg, what did we just see? What was that? What did we just see?
Lucas? I don't know.
We have to call 911.
Lucas!
I'm calling 911.
Lucas! Lucas!
Our phones don't work, Meg. Meg!
Lucas!
Meg, none of the phones work. My laptop doesn't work. Oh my god.
What?
Nothing works. Nothing works.
I'm gonna sit down.
I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
Oh.
I feel faint. I'm just gonna...
Oh my god, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Sorry, I just need a minute.
I haven't eaten in a long time.
1 second, Ferris.
I've been doing this intermittent fasting thing. I'm just gonna make some eggs.
Sure. Yeah, just 1 second. Can I have some of this juice?
What?
Your juice?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many eggs do you want?
I don't want eggs.
Oh. Well, how many does...
That's a lot of eggs. Ferris, can you stop making eggs?
Sorry, I won't be able to think straight until I eat something.
Ferris, just stop making eggs.
I'm trying this intermittent fasting thing.
Stop.
It's all about keeping your blood sugar levels
no,
low.
No, just stop. Just give me the ball.
Your body starts to
give me the ball. Oh my god.
My feet.
Oh.
My feet, I'm bleeding.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Wait, stop.
What just happened?
Just stop moving.
What did we just see?
You're okay. I'm gonna put down a newspaper, okay?
Holy shit.
It's okay.
What happened?
Ferris, step under the newspaper.
Oh my God.
Ferris?
Oh, was that God? Was that like some God thing? What was that? Seriously, fuck. Meg, what the fuck was that?
Oh, step on the newspaper. Okay, over here, to the chair. All right. Okay, let me see your foot.
Our phones are still dead. How do we even know anything without our phones?
Shut up.
We have to go to the police. We have to tell them what we saw.
We will, Ferris, okay? But first, we need to bandage up your foot.
What if the police don't believe us? Wait, Meg, what are we even gonna say? I can't describe what we saw. There's no way to describe where would we even start?
Ferris, look at how much you're bleeding right now.
Oh, holy shit.
You're okay.
Meg, I'm dizzy. I've been trying out this intermittent fasting thing.
Shut up, Ferris! Oh my god, I hate you sometimes.
I know you do. You always have.
What? Okay, I don't actually hate you. You're just annoying sometimes.
That is so much blood.
Where's the rubbing alcohol?
We don't have... Who has that?
Any alcohol?
There's gin. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, get the gin.
What did we see?
I really don't know.
Okay, deep breath. And it's over. It's clean. The worst part's over.
The yes or no, the choice.
Stop it.
What if it...
Stop that. Give me that dish towel behind you.
That wasn't anything that anyone's ever seen before.
I don't know. We don't know, okay? There's no way to explain whatever we just saw, so just stop asking me. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry.
Will you give me that dishcloth behind you?
Will you give me the gin?
Jesus Christ.
Here. Fine. No, please, just give me the gin. Oh, that's good. That's very, very good.
Okay, this is gonna hurt a lot more.
Oh, you said the
word. 3, 2, 1. You're okay. You're okay. Oh my God.
Hello? Hello? I heard a scream.
What should we?
Maybe he can help.
Wait. Who is it?
What did you choose? How do you change it? How do I change it? What did you choose? Hey! Hey, lady! Hey,
I think he's gone. Oh my God.
What?
Come look out the window. You have to see this. It's chaos. Everywhere. Everyone.
We can't go out there. It's not safe.
Everyone got it.
What?
The choice.
Okay. Okay. We can figure this out. We're smart people. We read the news. We just need to take a few deep breaths, and then we can figure out what to do here.
Yeah. Okay. We can...
Oh, holy God. Shit.
Hello, and again, thank you for listening.
Holy shit!
In 10 minutes, we would like to invite you to participate in the choice. Unfortunately, this will be the last invitation we will be able to offer you.
We'll return to the choice in just a moment. Hey there, I'm in the middle of playing my favorite game right now. It's called Best Fiends. I like to play whenever I listen to podcasts. Yes. Best Fiends is a matching puzzle game. It's a casual game anyone can play. You can spend as much time or as little time as you'd like in the game. I happen to spend a lot of time, just ask my wife.
Like, how much do I play Best Fiends, do you think?
Like, whenever you're not talking or looking at something, you're playing it?
Okay, that may sound like a bit much, but the game is really fun, and I can do it while I'm listening to podcasts. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. It's a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download it free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. Oh, yes. This episode of The Truth is also sponsored by Article. Article is the easiest way to make your space look beautiful. They're a direct-to-consumer furniture company, and Article's team of designers focuses on beautifully crafted pieces, quality material, and durable construction. And their furniture is beautiful. It fits in our apartment amazingly. We have 4 chairs, we have 3 lamps, we have a beautiful table that we love.
This table is so cool.
You're right, Sadie, it is cool. And it's all very durable, which is important when you're like me and have a 3-year-old girl running around our apartment constantly. What? Watch out, Sadie. Watch that. Okay. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/truth, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/truth to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. article.com/truth.
I love these stuff.
Now back to The Choice.
Where is it?
It's gonna do it again? Why?
Where's the timer?
Why would it have us choose again?
Where's the egg timer? Here it is.
We need to get out of here.
Okay.
Put down your phone. We need to get away from the phones.
I need someone to talk to.
Away from this place.
Will you please talk with me?
Look, I know it's chaos, it's scary out there, but it could be safer than in here.
Will it be the same the second time? Would yes still be yes?
What?
Like would the second yeses be with the first yeses?
What?
We really have to think. I have to think about what to say.
You're not thinking clearly.
What do you mean?
There's no choice here, Meg.
Yes, there is a choice. What am I supposed to do? Ignore what it said? It's an invitation.
Yeah, but you don't know for what.
That's true, but... that's always true.
Are you out of your mind?
Even if I say nothing, I'm making a choice.
I can't believe... Why are you doing this to me? Why are you putting me in this position?
I'm sorry. I know that to you, I'm just your roommate's girlfriend. And to me, you're just my boyfriend's roommate.
Don't do that.
Talking through this with you right now might be the most important conversation I ever have in my life.
What if this resolves? What if there's an explanation?
What we saw is nothing that can be explained.
How do you know?
We don't have the answers for much simpler things. I don't think this is about knowing. I think it's about choosing.
You're in shock.
He's my life. My whole life. I really need you to sit and talk with me because I'm scared to choose alone.
Okay. Okay, that's it. Will you hear me out if I sit with you?
Yes, I swear. Thank you, Ferris.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jen?
Yes. How's your foot?
I can't feel it.
I'm sorry I dropped the bowl.
It's fine. I love him too.
I know. 7 minutes. Okay, it'd be different if he was dead, but what we saw wasn't killing him. He's not dead. I mean, you saw it.
We don't know what we saw.
Okay, Ferris, I need you to be honest. You saw what I saw. And I don't know how to say it, but Lucas, he's still out there. Like, he continued. You know it in your gut. He continued.
Okay, yeah, that is what my gut says, but what did he continue to? That's not something we could possibly know.
There's a chance it's bad. But as far as I can see, there's an equally likely chance that it's not. Or that it's not good or bad. It's just like a random evolution.
Okay.
Like Earth is catching fire and flooding, and maybe this is the lifeboat? Maybe something good is taking us in?
Okay, but see, now you started taking some big leaps.
Yeah, I did.
And if it was that, why not take everyone?
Maybe they can. Maybe it's random.
Then why do it like this? Why frame it as a choice in words we understand?
Maybe it's only meant for a certain kind of people.
Then why ask a second time?
For people who are in love, like I am?
Meg, you're guessing again.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Okay. I understand what you mean when you say continued. I'm not sure why, but I get what you mean. To me, that's either good or bad, right?
Well, I'm not even sure of that. We can't know what happens.
But we do know what doesn't happen. We do know what happens when we stay home.
This won't be home, Ferris. I mean, look outside. Staying the same can't happen.
Yeah.
And home? Really? For me, home is Lucas, and he's not gone. I know what gone feels like, and he's not. And even if yes somehow is a bad choice... Ferris, how could I stay here, not knowing what yes would have meant? Ferris?
I get it, and what you're saying... makes sense if I were in your shoes.
Oh, I know.
But for some reason, I feel like I need to be talking you out of this.
Yeah, I know.
Would Lucas want you to say yes?
I don't know. My boss sometimes gets... free tickets to weird shows in the city from clients, like dance shows or theater or magic shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes if he knows the show is going to be bad, he gives them to me, and Lucas and I go. And even if it's bad, we just, you know, we make fun of it together.
Is that what that picture Lucas is on the fridge?
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
So... We went to see a hypnotism show about a month ago, and they invited a bunch of people on stage and then dismissed them one by one until they found out who was the most suggestible, and it was Lucas. Mm. Yeah, it's like a personality trait. Anyway, they had him do all this crazy stuff, like sing and dance around, and I didn't believe that he was really hypnotized at first. Like, I thought he was playing along to humor everyone. You know how goofy he can be. Yeah. So, but then the hypnotist made him do the worm. And he doesn't know how to do the worm. So he was so bad at the worm. But he was committing to it so hard that I knew he wasn't faking it. And it was so funny that my abs were sore the next day. Oh, my God.
Are you saying you think the choice is a way to see who's the most suggestible?
No. I don't know what the choice is.
So what made you think of that?
Well, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. But after the show, Lucas didn't remember any of it. And as much as I described it to him, we couldn't really laugh about it together because he wasn't really there with me. And then I had this horrible realization that for a few minutes I was an adult woman alone at a hypnotism show. So.
2 minutes.
I'm supposed to see where this goes. I'm gonna say yes.
No, please, Meg.
Yeah.
Meg, you can't do this. I love you.
What?
I love you.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
No, okay, I don't. But Lucas does, and I love both of you.
You'll be okay. And I will, too. I think this is just going to be new.
Aren't you afraid?
Not to change. I'm just terrified that you won't be there, and that saying yes the second time means I'll end up somewhere alone. I just really don't want to be alone.
Then don't go.
I decided before we sat down.
Nothing's happening.
Wait.
They might not. What if they don't come
back?
It's
an egg timer. It's not exact.
Meg?
Just wait.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
I'll come with you.
What? No!
It's the only way.
Why?
You won't be alone.
Hello, and thank you for listening.
You can't do this.
Like, why not?
You have other people here.
I think your friend Kelsey's going to move
on.
You can't say yes. We can't all say yes.
When I get to one, you can say yes or no.
Ferris.
You can say it out loud or whisper it into the mic of your phone.
Ferris, don't do it.
It's okay.
Five.
Don't. I can't let you.
Three. Two.
We'll be okay.
One.
Yes.
Thank you. Please wait.
Thank you, Ferris. Thank you so much.
Everything's gonna be fine.
What if we made a mistake?
Then we all made the same one.
Are we gonna be okay?
Yeah, I think we are.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just choosing to think that.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. I don't know why.
Because we're both choosing to think that.
Yeah.
What's this gonna mean, Ferris?
Everything is gonna be new for a while.
Thank you so much, Ferris. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for making the choice.
Thank you.
hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Choice was written by Davey Gardner and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Aaron Harland, Dennis Pacheco, Chris Cafaro, and as the voice, Nikki Thomas. Special thanks to Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of amazing, cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Kara Ehlenfeldt. Our associate editor is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.